Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, celebrating 19 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and we're having this celebration with our good friend Elise Benin, original founding member of our Brain Trust. Just about everybody this week is an original founding member. Elise is the founder of Marketing Mentor. Marketing-mentor.com is the website. Elise, tell us what we'll find when we get there.
You can find all sorts of free resources, my quick tips. I have a list of trade associations in the toolbox section, which is very popular because when people are looking for their target market, they need to find an association, so I've been compiling a list of those. I have an online store where you can buy the Pick and Niche kit and the new marketing plan calendar and all sorts of proposal samples, so it's a font of resources.
Well, you still got your plan, your monthly marketing a program where people can sign up and work with you monthly, right?
That's right. I offer a mentoring program. It's actually very customized to each person's needs. So some people do it monthly, some people do it every other week, some people even talk to me weekly.
All right. So check that out, folks. Marketing-mentor.com. All right, Elise, connect the dots for us on our marketing efforts.
Okay, so the idea here is that when you need, as you were saying, on Monday to generate some business by the end of the week, what do you do? That's the question. And part of the problem is that there are so many marketing tools out there that people reach for the ones that are either most familiar or the cheapest or the easiest or all of the above. And advertising, when you pay money for exposure in a certain place, whether it's online or off, is one of the things people usually do first because it's so familiar to them.
Right. Well, and there's somebody shows up from the newspaper, the radio, or television and says, here's how you do this.
Exactly.
Write me a check and we'll put your brand up here.
Exactly. And in my opinion, those are the ones that are the easiest and the cheapest and, you know, where you don't really have to think too much about it are not the best ones to use. And what
Now, hold on. You know, you can't show up on a radio show and start dissing radio, at least. So I agree with you that you need to have a strategy around all of it. And it may not be the best one to use. That should be your first step. But they do need to be steps you come back to. Would you agree with that?
They do need to be what?
Steps that you come back to. They need to be part of your plan.
Yes. I think the tools, I'm not fishing advertising itself. I'm saying the tools need to be thought through and chosen very carefully based on who you're trying to reach
your
and
strategy.
What you're trying to accomplish.
Your strategy.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And
For example, if somebody from radio shows up and wants to sell you an ad, folks, you need to ask them, okay, tell me about your audience, and they need to be asking you who you're trying to reach so they can customize something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
The problem I see very often is that people they choose marketing tools very haphazardly. Even if
yep.
they have a strategy,
I agree.
They don't choose the right ones and tie them all together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I started to notice with some of my clients or the people coming to me who want to be my clients is that, oh, yes, we're doing some, you know, outreach, what I call warm calling or warm email prospecting. We're doing that. We're attending events. We're networking. We're doing social media, but nothing's happening. And then when you look closely at what they're doing, there's no connection from one marketing tool to the next. And that's why people feel like they're marketing, but if nothing is happening, it could be because the marketing tools are not supporting each other and working together.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because they don't have a strategy. They have actions. They have activity. They got money. They're throwing at stuff. And so, folks, what Elise does is she helps you by putting all the right stuff, all the right steps in order and in a way that where they complement each other. So you don't have disjointed efforts that wind up where you wind up losing momentum.
Right. And I mean, often it ends up being a waste of time and money and effort if it doesn't connect to, as you're saying, strategy and ultimately a goal. Mm-hmm. Right, with a focus, and here's what we're trying to accomplish with this market by this time. I mean, it's marketing 101, but most people, as you say, and I agree, run at it just with the tactics as opposed to building it on a strategy.
And when they write the check and they do the ad or whatever, they like to think that they've done their job with marketing. And folks, it's just not. It's more sophisticated than that, and it's more complicated, sophisticated today than it was 20 years ago, isn't it?
That's for sure.
Because now you've got social media in the mix.
Well, and all sorts of marketing technology, you know, even this idea of inbound versus outbound, which is really just new terminology for what we've always been doing.
Right.
Right?
But this is why you need a pro to help you, folks. Find somebody, use Elise, find somebody like Elise. Get somebody to help you. Marketing-mentor.com is her website. Hey, Elise, good job today. Thank you for all the years of support of all that we do.
And thank you for supporting me and my work.
Yeah. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.